This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. You over there?
Yeah, good morning, good morning, good morning.
What you doing there? Looking at the show?
Yeah.
No, I see, I see.
I got to figure out what I got to do today, right?
What are we talking about today?
I haven't got there yet.
Man, I tell you what, I'm glad I'm in San Diego, California. I see what's hitting the eastern seaboard over there. They're getting like 50 feet of snow or something.
I bet the NFL is like, man, thank goodness the New England Patriots didn't win their playoff game, because I don't even know how we would have to deal with a football game in that kind of weather right now. It's just insane.
Is this Super Bowl weekend?
No, this is AFC and NFC championship.
Shows you how much I pay attention to football, don't it?
In 2 weeks from now, it's the Super Bowl weekend, so
wow,
should be a lot of fun.
I heard they were talking about Super Bowl. It has nothing to do with cars, but I heard that there was somebody that made a suggestion they should move Super Bowl to Saturday because the Monday after Super Bowl on Sunday is one of the highest call-in dates for people calling in sick for being hungover. So if they moved it to Saturday afternoon, those people could all rest on Sunday and make it to work.
The Monday after is going to be Valentine's Day too, so I just realized.
Oh, isn't that special? And this will be your first Valentine's Day as a married man.
That's right.
You have to show big.
No, please don't say that.
I mean, I realize you already had the wedding and all that, but she's going to be expecting something like an amazing diamond pendant or something.
Something like that.
Brendan, I hope your wife is listening. So she knows she's getting a diamond pendant from you for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, she's listening. And right now, you're just making it worse for me. So my paycheck is crying right now as we speak.
Your paycheck is crying. Well, that's the way it goes. That's what happens with love. You're often broke. Right, Kevin? He has nothing to say to that. All right, back to cars, folks. Appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio. Today we're talking about finding a quality facility for everybody else out there listening. We already know if you live here in San Diego, you come to the West Automotive Group, you already have a quality facility. It's all good. But in all seriousness, finding a quality facility when you need one or helping your kids. I get folks all the time that call me that ask me questions about how to help, like their kids have gone off to college, like in Arizona or here, where to find a place to take their cars to since they're not here any longer and stuff like that. And that's what we're talking about today. Of course, anything automotive related, though, give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, Kevin and I are happy to talk to you about and enjoy doing so. So just give us a shout here. How hard is 6 feet of snow on a car, Kevin?
What do you mean, how hard?
When it's driving through it. Doesn't do very good, does it?
No, but I want to say the chemicals they use to melt the salt and stuff is worse than the...
Worse on the car than the snow?
Yeah, because that's what makes everything corrode. So
it does. Well, and that would be like, we don't do this here.
No.
But when you buy a brand new car, like in the Midwest and stuff, they offer you undercoating and all...
To protect from all that stuff.
Well, yeah, because we've seen vehicles that in 10, 15 years, solid frames can rot holes in them from the salt and all that they put on.
Oh, yeah. Or less than that. I mean, body mounts falling out so that the body's falling down on the frame, blah, blah, blah. So.
You're like, look, and something you learn us growing up in the Midwest, like you see a car that like the lower body has a bubble, you don't take your finger and push it because it's rust and your finger will go right through.
Yep. Into the,
salt and all that is very tough on it. Now, there are some places, I believe Wyoming and them, they just use cinders and things like that. I don't know what chemicals they use for sure, and I'll probably be corrected later.
A lot of the East Coast is not using salt no more, neither. They're using a biodegradable kind of chemical or something they spray on the road or whatever. I don't. Yeah, so they're trying to get away from it, too.
Salts vary biodegradable. It came out of the ground.
Yeah, but they say you can, like, they say that even the ocean's oversaturated with salt now compared to what it used to be because of the way that we mine things anyways out of the ocean. I'm just,
yeah. Wow. Interesting. I did not know that. But anyway, one of the things we don't have to deal with here often in San Diego is that, and I don't think, I don't think they salt or chemical the roads like in the mountains here. Because every time, I mean, used to do a lot of snowboarding with Zach, and there was always a ton of snow when it snowed, and you had to put your cables on if you didn't have four-wheel drive.
Here's a little different. I mean, it's going to be gone in a couple days.
Well, it's also only in the mountains, too.
And Midwest is a little different. It's an average, everyday thing. Well, it might last 3 weeks.
Well, when you say it's going to be gone in a couple days, not in the mountains, it's not necessarily.
Yeah, but I mean, they can control it. It's not going to keep pounding snow. Like, in the Midwest, it's a little different. It might pound snow for 3 weeks straight. We don't normally get that out here.
Well, if you go to Mammoth here, it snows the whole season pretty much, so they stay covered in a blanket. But they have a smaller area to control, and they plow it and all those kinds
of
things.
And it's a destination, not a... It's not a... it's not like they're manufacturing and a bunch of people are working and...
Well, exactly. That was my point. It's a small area that they have to keep clear as far as versus, you know, like a whole city where you have everybody commuting. You're right. Absolutely. So, big difference. And snow is beautiful. We do like snow. It's a nice thing to see, especially when you go up to the mountains. But if I wake up living in Escondido and I see it, I'm going to be concerned.
I like snow.
Would you want to drive around with all the folks, though?
And the snow never bothered me.
No, it'd be, I'm with all the folks here.
I gotta tell you, it's like, and the funny thing is like, if you've come back from Oceanside, like down the 76 and at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's almost driving with people in the snow. I mean, the traffic is moving that slow. It's freaking.
I don't think I'd want to be on one of those roads in snow. There'd be a bunch of people off the side of the road, but all good. The thing is that we don't have to obviously deal with that here. So you know, the folks on the East Coast are definitely dealing with that, and you got to undig your car, and you got to clean the ice off the windshield, and you got to do all these things that we just don't have to do.
That's why you start your car up and let it run for 5 minutes. See, that's where you let your car warm up.
Okay. With the defroster on, obviously. So, all right, folks, today, like I said, we're talking about finding a quality facility, but we're happy to talk to you about anything if you give us a call here. Once again, 1-888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. I did want to bring up Steve, who's a listener up in North County, regular listener of ours and a client, sent me some stuff on, we talked about, not last week, but the actually, it was last week. We talked about the expansion of fuel and filling up. Remember, we were talking about filling your car up with gasoline.
Yeah.
We had a discussion about that, and he agreed with me. And Steve, I believe Steve's an engineer, but he said there's little or no benefit buying gas in the morning because gasoline is in the ground or a huge tank that doesn't change temperature significantly, and I agree with him on that. That's why they keep fuel in the ground, because it stays at a regulated temperature, right? So... at 59 degrees Fahrenheit, gasoline is 1-for-1.
Okay.
In other words, he sent me a little chart just so I would know, which is really cool stuff. So that's why I wanted to bring this up and talk about it a little bit. So, and in the ground where they bury those tanks, it's probably right around 59, 60 degrees where it stays. So when they pump it in there, gasoline is 1-for-1. What that means is there's no expansion and there's no contraction.
Yeah.
It's just 1-for-1. You keep it at 59 degrees, it stays 1 gallon. As the temperature drops, you get a little more out of it. So, like, if it drops to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, you get 0.019 gallons out of a gallon. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I was thinking on a full tank.
This is liquid.
On a full tank, I was thinking, what are you going to get? Maybe an extra quarter of a gallon. I was going to say.
Quarter of a tank, you mean?
No, I wasn't even going to say quarter tank. Quarter of a gallon.
Okay.
Maybe. And honestly, what are you going to do with an extra quarter of a gallon? I mean, that's like getting through an intersection fuel.
Well, no, it's more than that. But
you get what I'm saying, though.
You're not even getting a quarter of a gallon because at 32 degrees from 50, so almost 30 degree drop, you're getting 0.019 gallons. That's like almost 2/10 of a gallon.
Perfect.
That's not even, yeah, so.
It's not worth me stressing over. And besides that, what's filling
no,
your...
No, I'm sorry, 200ths of a gallon, not tenths.
Okay, that's even worse.
200ths of a gallon, yeah, I believe, if I'm doing my math properly, 0.019. So round up, 0.02. So a tenth would be 0.1. So 0.02 would be 2/100ths of a gallon. That's not a lot of fuel. That's a couple of big soup spoons. And when I say soup spoons,
I'm that's what I'm saying. Like that's going through an intersection.
Not even that, maybe. Not even that, maybe. So, and it goes the other way, obviously. As temperature goes, so to when it goes up from 59 to like 71 degrees, it's 0.991 gallons of a gallon. Does that all make sense?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
so, and that's reduction. So it reduces to 0.991. So anyway. Driving around trying to buy gas early in the morning doesn't do you any good. Is the
well, besides that, by the end of the, if you bought it and then you parked it in your driveway and it expanded next, that could act, I mean, technically, when it expands, it could push it into your charcoal canister and if you, cause you damage anyway. So.
But that's exactly why with today's cars, you never top them off, right? Because there's room for that. That's why it stops where it does.
And that's the part it stinks, like when you go to a gas station and your thing keeps clicking off. So... You never know. You know, like if you go to the gas station, sometimes you put it on fill and it'll sit there and it'll go until the truck, your car or whatever is full, right? And it'll click off. Mm-hmm. But then there's sometimes you go places and you can't get it. It keeps clicking, click. You know your car's
something
not full
wrong
yet.
With the nozzle.
So yeah. This is like, even when I go to a regular gas station and I'd say I put 13 gallons in it and I'm thinking that's probably how much it was missing in my tank, I still always grab it again. Just to make sure that it doesn't, you know what I'm saying?
One more click, but that's really not topping it off.
Yes.
When we talk about topping off, it's people that sit there and
click,
go,
click, 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 click.
Yeah,
click.
Just keep trying to get every ounce they can to make the tank full. The problem with that is, and Steve mentioned that too, there's a smaller danger that exists. If you top your tank off in the morning at the station where the gasoline ground is 59, you go park the temperature outside 95 degrees, gasoline can't expand, pressurizes in your car's tank, sending gas in the evaporative system, which is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And when we say sending gas into there, the evaporative system is made for vapors, not for liquid. And what you can do when you overtop off fuel tank is push liquid into the charcoal canister in that. And that's what Kevin's talking about. In doing so, you can damage the evaporative system and some of the valves in it, which can be costly to fix, right?
Yes.
I got a confession to make. Sometimes when I'm at like 48.96, I like to like squeeze it to make sure it's $49 even, just for the fun of it.
Well, the price of gas these days, that ain't much.
I know.
$0.04. No, we're actually talking about topping off, like people that keep going trying to get every.
I know. I'm never good at it, by the way. Just to let you know, I always like
it goes over, doesn't it?
Dang it, son of a gun!
Hey, Brandon, when gas was like 75 cents a gallon, it was easier to do the zero thing. But now that it's you only get like a thimble full for that little bit. It's hard to do that,
my
dude.
My one like little top off squeezes like another 9 cents in there. I'm like, what? No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, and to be honest with you, I think the machines are set to go over one penny. Because I've tried that myself multiple times, and it never stops.
So they just
stops.
Do it to make me upset anyways. Well, thanks a lot. Now. I'm just the most depressed man today. Thanks a lot.
So if you're paying cash, you have to go find a penny or get 99 cents in change. You got to carry around with you, one of the two. So... It's all good. If you have a great gas station attendant and you're paying cash, he has a penny for you.
So. I was going to say, do people normally, unless you're paying cash for your gas, do people even normally worry about where their gas shuts off anymore?
I do, but I'm a little weird that way.
Like, I don't even care. I'm like.
Anyway, all good.
Question, are you comfortable enough with like states like Oregon and stuff where they actually have a gas station attendant there? And by law, they have to fill up your tank of gas themselves.
Well, just so you know, that's only Oregon.
Oh, it is only Oregon. Good.
That
just
I
want to make
of.
Sure. Okay.
And the reason why that is, Kevin's looking at me all funny, but if you try... The reason why they have that is because the governor created jobs stating that this was a job-creating thing, therefore you can't pump your gas your own. They have to have gas station attendants. These people stand out there and just wait for you to pull up, and then they pump your gas for you.
Oh, okay. I thought it was having to do with some other state
law. I don't even... When I first moved to Fallbrook, that was in 2001, there up until like 2010, there was two Texaco gas stations up there. One of them though, the guy had full service attendance at, so that for his older
that works.
And you know what? That place stayed busy, but I don't know any other place that does that anymore. That's why I'm like, it made me start thinking about it. I was a full service attendant when I was a kid.
But usually they have one island that's a full service attendant and the other island was self-serve.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have that up there. Every island is full. They have to do your gas. When I say full service, they don't necessarily clean your windshield.
I know, up there, you have no choice. You have to have that guy do it. I get that, but it would be kind of cool to have like that. Or that was back when we used to actually have service. You know what I mean?
The best part is when you have a dirt bike in the back of your truck, and I just tell them, just give me the nozzle, man. You're not going to do this. Come on, seriously. Like, we don't want the attendant climbing up in the back of the pickup truck, falling out, getting hurt. Now, you have a liability thing. I don't even know if they're allowed to do that, but they will give you the nozzle.
So that's not your problem.
They'll allow you to fill the dirt bike yourself. I do know that. So the cool thing about up there also, they have non-ethanol fuel for the bikes at 101 octane.
Well, I know that fuel doesn't go bad. And like that stuff can sit in your tank for 40 years and still fire up.
That's good stuff, good fuel. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. Be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock, and we're talking about all things automotive today.
We're talking cars.
And trucks. And vehicles. Any vehicle you'd like to discuss, we're here for you. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County for over 29 years now. Yay. I didn't get a yay from Brandon. Brendan.
Woo-hoo!
See, there you go. West Elkhone Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in Elkhone, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks out there in East County now for over 8 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks over there for over 4 years now, actually coming up on 5 in April. So we're getting close. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog. Taking care of folks right there in the UTC Golden Triangle area for over 2 years now, almost 3 years. All of us at the West Automotive Group come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. We have several arms. One of the arms right now running is running a special through February that if you are a new card holder for the West Automotive Group and do over $299 worth of repairs, you can get up to, and I forget how it works exactly, up to a $100 Visa gift card that they will send you back. So, and we just give you the paper for that after you use it. So, and you get 6 months no interest and free money back. What a cool thing, huh? Brendan's going to run right down. Brendan's sound effect.
Well, you got your applause. You were waiting for.
Yeah, finally. I was wondering where all the studio audience was.
It reminds me of them shows back in the day, like Happy Days and stuff, where you could hear the studio audience start clapping.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So maybe that was a sham too.
Probably was. There probably was nobody there. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is, I got off cue. The clapping made me off cue, man.
So sorry.
Take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis also, along with the free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations. Do you think you have an, if you think you have an automotive problem as far as transmission-related, give us a shout. You can go to westautomotivegroup.com and get in. Let our experts diagnose your vehicle for you. We see all too often repairs done on vehicles that do not cure the problem. So that's what we're here for. That's it, westautomotivegroup.com. And we'll get you looked at and taken care of. You can also go to westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, where we are happy to send out little tips and stuff throughout the week and stuff and great, great things. So that's the West Automotive Group. Just click on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also follow us, go to westautomotivegroup.com, and you can go check out the Auto Man segments where I'm the Auto Man on the CW on Fridays. And I'm also the Auto Man on Fox 5 News on Wednesday morning, mid-morning news. You can check me out there, but just go to westautomotivegroup.com, click on the Auto Man, or you can click on Auto Talk Radio where we put all our podcasts. You can also email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But this morning, give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. Right, Kevin?
Exactly.
Exactly. So, real quick here, let's see. So, what we're talking about today, and I saw we had a caller, but they ran away apparently.
He was asking, why aren't you guys on 1210 anymore? And I said, oh, we just on one station now. It's 1170. So,
well, actually, two.
We're on 1170 yes, AM. FM 96.1 up in North County, too. Yes.
Correct.
Sorry.
So, you can get us on either one of those, FM or AM.
That's correct.
Whichever works best for you. So, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM.
The answer.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, before I've had people ask me all kinds of questions when it comes to, figuring out, when they're out of the area, how do you figure out where to take your vehicle to make sure that you're, taken care of. And some of the advice that I give is items like if you're, let's say your child's going away to Utah or Arizona or who knows, and they're taking a vehicle with them, they're going to college or you're just moving, which is sometimes an option and happens sometimes with folks moving around with jobs, et cetera. You need to figure out where you're going to take your vehicle. And it's best to figure it out prior to actually needing service, right?
Yeah, because normally it's kind of like a medical thing. When you're in the middle of it, it's kind of hard to, you're better able to have it.
It's hard to do all your due diligence, right?
Or yes. Do all your research and, you know, of course, you're in a panic time anyway, so. It's
never good to have to figure or make great decisions on the fly.
No,
to figure out exactly what is the best thing for you. So, doing your little due diligence and checking things out and figuring it out, why and when and how is the best, and who is always better in the beginning for sure. Before we get further into this, I did want to finish up with the gas thing we're talking about. So basically, the thing to this is you can fuel your car anytime you want. You're not going to lose or gain too much. But in doing so, do not top off the car. That can cause damage to the EVAP system. Can also, if you top off a metal can and leave no room in it, a metal gas can, it can also cause the can to bloat or possibly fail. Today's safety cans, not so much. The gas cans, they got those little valves on them now, you know, that they vent, so they prevent them from overpressurizing. All in all, feel free to get gas anytime you want to. It's not going to affect you much, is it?
No.
So,
not enough. You're going to, even at the end of the year, I don't think you would notice that too much. Maybe a buck.
Not even that. I don't think so. Anyway, back. Just wanted to put a cap on that and finish that discussion up before we moved on here with finding a quality repair shop when you're out of the area. A couple things that we recommend to start off. Number one, the best thing that I've found is the AAA National website. You can actually go log on to the National AAA website and you can put your zip code in, and it'll show you AAA-approved repair facilities. You don't have to be a member even.
Right. That's cool.
So that's a good place to start. And you're going to get multiples, obviously, for the area that are AAA approved.
Well, no, because, I mean, you know, obviously you still have to find somebody that fits your personality and all this other stuff. But at least having AAA overlook, it's just another person that overlooks, you know, you got somebody else helping you out, looking over your shoulder.
Well, the one thing for AAA is the qualifications to be a AAA approved repair facility are quite high. So, and they monitor the facilities, unlike any other organization. AAA stops in every quarter to check on the facility. AAA monitors any concerns or complaints they get about the facility and handles them. The AAA reps in a large contact with a lot all the time of the facilities, any AAA approved facility. So there's just checks and balances there to make sure that the facility is doing the right thing and creating the right customer service and you know, taking care of folks the proper way, if that makes sense, which is very important. So, and just in amenities are important, you know, they make sure that the bathrooms are clean for clients and it's a, just those different things. They make sure that we're holding up on our warranties as far as giving the best warranties possible to their clients, all kinds of things that they're involved in. So AAA certification, looking at shops, if you're looking for a shop, is a good place to start. No question about it. Start there and from that, you can start to make determinations and directions you want to go. So we usually say that that's a good place to start. And then from there, you want to start calling around and talking to the different AAA shops. You really need to find something or a facility that is a best fit for you and makes you feel the most comfortable. It's just one of those things. But back to AAA, a shop must undergo a rigorous investigation to become AAA approved, in addition to having state-of-the-art equipment, training, qualified technicians, and information systems in place. So some of the things that are required to do so. The shop must score high with their customer service satisfaction index, which is their CSI. And when they initially certify a shop, they go through and pull a ton of records on the shop and make a lot of calls to see about how satisfied clients are and where they fall at. You must have over a 94% satisfaction index to become a AAA approved shop, which is a good number, obviously. And they continually do that, not at that high a level of number of clients, but they monitor all the clients coming in from that point forward, and they send out and obviously get satisfaction ratings from those clients, and you must stay above the 94%, stay AAA approved. So they ask questions such as, actually what we're going to do, I'm going to take our last break here. You can give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we'll answer any of your automotive questions. Otherwise, we'll come back and be talking about the questions that they ask clients to figure out if you're a quality facility. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM. Be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. See if everybody's on their second cup of coffee yet.
I ain't even had one. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't drink coffee.
I started drinking a little bit of coffee again, but I don't drink very much of it. And I did notice one thing. I don't drink a lot of caffeinated coffee anymore because it sets me off like a rocket, I noticed. I'm like, whew.
Yeah, after you've not drank it for a while. I can see.
Well, it's I'm kind of high energy anyway, so you start throwing caffeine at me, I'm like, whoo.
Like a squirrel. All good, right?
Yes.
All good. All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. We're discussing all things automotive and truck and vehicle related as we enjoy doing so. Do want to remind you the show is brought to you by Interstate Batteries also. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other automotive related battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the number one technician relate recommended battery worldwide. So if you need a battery for any of your vehicle needs, check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment, get in. We'll get you an Interstate Battery installed for sure. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery is a battery for every need. And I am telling you, they have a battery for every need. And the cool thing about Interstate Batteries is their people inside are battery experts. Unlike some of these other battery stores, I mean, you go into Interstate Batteries, these guys know batteries inside and out. I don't know if you ever had this. Heard the show. I had the industrial battery guy from Interstate Batteries here with me the one time. You were out on vacation or something, Kevin, and he came in and sat with me and did a show. And he, what amazing information as far as that goes when it came to, you know, batteries and stuff that he knew was a really great show. So these guys are battery experts. So Interstate Battery, battery for every need. If you need a battery for any reason, make sure it's an Interstate Battery. I do want to remind people our show is available podcast-wise through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. So one of those things. You can check us out and take us on the go. Right, Kevin?
Yes.
I swear, we need a camera in there. He is lounging like crazy in there.
It's really he's cool. Always kicked back and relaxing.
Well, it is like 7:30 on a Saturday morning.
7:38, not 7:30. You're funny, though. All good. So, anyway.
Life's an adventure.
I ain't kidding. That ain't no lie. These two. Folks, we're glad to bring you this show. And I have to put up with these two every Saturday morning, so.
Life could be worse.
I do it for your listening pleasure, folks, for sure. So we do appreciate you joining us always. It's good stuff, and we enjoy doing the show, obviously. So give us a call, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. I was going to go over a couple things that when AAA certify in a shop, some of the things that they do, the questions that they will call and ask folks that are previous clients or current clients, such as, was the estimate accurate compared to the actual bill? Now, in the beginning, I found this kind of funny, and I'll tell you why. Because in the state of California, it's very important that you quote things exactly right to clients. That's what we do here. And if you've lived here all your life, you would find that that's just how things are done. But there are places, other states like that I know of, like that they have laws, like some states have laws like, well, the bill can be within 15%. So that means if they quote you $100, show up and it's $115, well, they're within.
Yeah, they're within their.
Problem with that is sometimes people on a budget don't have 15% extra. So,
well, think about this. I mean, somebody on a budget, if five things and their thing was over $15, I mean, that could, you know, hurt them at the end of it.
It could. And let's face it, there's a big theory that I go by, and we extended into the West Automotive Group for sure. And that is, treat people the way you want to be treated. And you know what? I want to be told how much something costs. So before I make a decision to move forward with it. And obviously we make decisions on all kinds of things to move forward here and there. So it's very important that you kind of know. So that's one of the big things. Was the job done on time when you brought it in, you know? And what that means, were you kept informed if the timeline changed? Were you called in advance that, hey, look, timeline changed, parts delayed, whatever? And if you are, then the job was done on time, too. So just, you know, things change in auto repair. But, you know, as long as you're kept informed and informed, then whoever's servicing your vehicle is doing the right thing. Was it fixed right the first time, which is very important? What kind of warranty did you get with the repair? Was the shop clean and presentable? All good things, you know. Did they offer you a ride tour from work or somewhere you need to go, like we do with the shuttles all the time? And was there a comfortable, pleasant, and clean waiting area? Those are some very important things when looking for a quality facility. There's no question in my mind. And AAA agrees with me. So those are the questions asked to get a shop certified. And obviously, you have to have a 94% satisfaction of those different questions, plus a few others. If the repair facility passes the test, it can hang the AAA-approved shingle. As you can see, membership and associations at such as this are a significant qualifier for facilities. So just something you should look at. The second thing we tell folks is go visit the shop. If you pick a shop and you're trying to figure out, is this a shop that I want to go to? I often tell folks, stop in and have a cup of coffee. It's very simple and easy. Just come on in and stop and just say, hey, look, I'm considering, I'm new to the area. I think I might bring my vehicle here. I'm really considering it. I want to stop in, have a cup of coffee, chat with the folks there. We get folks that do that new to the area all the time, and it's a great thing. You can get to know us, you know who we are, et cetera. You know where you're bringing your vehicle. You know what to expect prior to actually having to bring the vehicle in. So as far as that goes. While at the facility, look for certificates displayed on the wall. If they have none, ask to see their qualifications. This will tell you a lot about the facility. What shingles certificates should you look for? Good questions. What would you look for, Kevin?
When I walk in a shop?
Yeah. What? As far as certificates. ASE?
Well, yeah. I guess I want to be noticed when I first walk into a place.
Oh, you mean like somebody say, hi, I'll be right with you.
I'm big on customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I expect a text, but when you walk in the office, mm-hmm. somebody should greet you.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be a head nod, because maybe the person's on the phone, eye contact, or something, you know what I mean? Just that, because in this day and age, I believe that there's a lot of businesses.
You're talking about a salutation, a greeting, which is a bit just to be acknowledged.
Yeah, they don't give customer service anymore. And when I say customer service, I don't mean I'm just talking about all the little things, like someone acknowledging you when you walk in. And there's so many times when I walk in a place anymore, nobody says hi or anything.
You make a good point, because if you walk in someplace and nobody says anything to you, you just feel kind of odd standing there.
Yeah.
Like out of place.
Like I'm and don't get me wrong, I understand that I'm bugging. I shouldn't say I'm bugging you. I am interrupting you because I know you're working. Duh. Mm-hmm. But the thing is you need to... When I'm coming in to give you my money, I shouldn't feel like that I'm interrupting you. You know what I mean? You shouldn't make me feel like that I'm...
you're a client. So
yes.
What we do, and one of the rules that I have is no matter what you're doing, somebody walks in, you say, oh, hey, good morning. I'll be with you in just a moment. And then, often my guys will say like, hey, good morning. We'll be with you in just a minute. By the way, there's coffee over there if you'd like to have some. And then
anything.
We go on with what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're caught up, then you say, hey, how can I help you? And you know what? It makes somebody just feel like they walked into your kitchen and you're
yes.
part of the family.
And at least the guy knows that I've been acknowledged, and now that I'm sitting over, because there's nothing worse. We all have busy days.
Correct.
And if I'm sitting over here and nobody acknowledged me, I'm wasting more of my day. You know what I mean? Not that like my day's all that, but I still have kids to pick up. I still have groceries to, you know what I mean?
Everybody has a life to live.
Yeah.
So you are correct about that. Being acknowledged is very important. Makes you feel like you're wanted there.
Yes.
And also that you didn't stumble into some place that you're not being seen. Like
yes.
Stand there for a while like, hello. So there are places that I go to that I went to buy I had to buy interesting, but it's just funny. I went to a plumbing place. Now, keep in mind, mostly it's plumbers that obviously go in there. It wasn't like a... And the first time I went in, the guy was like, there was nobody in there. And the guy was like, hey, how can I help you? There's a guy standing there. The next time I went back in, there was several people in there. And they were like helping people. But they, other than that, nobody said anything to anybody. It was just like people standing around, which it makes you feel kind of odd or uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but then again, that was not really a...
Because you're not sure if you're in the right place. You're not sure if you're, yeah.
Exactly. So things that can definitely, yeah. Anyway. So look for certifications displayed on the wall. As I said, if they have none, ask for the qualifications. This will tell you a lot about a facility. I can tell you this. If they're AAA approved, they're required to have so many technicians certified. Now, they don't have to have master tech, ASE masters, but they do have to have technician service certified in every area of the vehicle they work on. So in other words, they could have two technicians and one have four of the ASE masters and the other have four of the others. Neither of those guys are masters, but they covered in all areas, so they can do that. But they have to be certified by ASE in each area of the vehicle they work on. One of the things different, the West Automotive Group, like you walk in, you'll see that there'll be several, all the guys showing their master certification on the wall. One of the big things for me is you should be master ASE certified. We do sometimes hire technicians that are not, but then require them within the year to get master certified. And the reason that is sometimes we hire people from places that didn't seem to think it was so important that they be actually certified. But it's very simple for them within a year period to take all the tests and become a master certified technician because they're qualified to do so, which is important. Certifications, like I said, ASE is a big one for me, but Delco and other GM, Ford, Chrysler, Toyota. Often we have technicians that have worked at the dealer, different dealers that are certified in all the GM aspects or Toyota aspects, MasterTrek. So those are great certifications too. Just more commitment to their quality. That's all. So, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about. How about continued education from a technical training course to college? Are those items important? Is it important to keep recertifying as a technician?
Yes. Updated classes, yes.
Yes, correct. So it's just evidence of a commitment to technology and the quality of their job when you have those different certificates and you go to those different classes, which we do usually three times a year at the West Automotive Group. So minimum two up to three times a year in training as far as that goes, because there's new stuff always coming out and we need to be trained on it, right?
Yeah. Which it's good to stay up to date on it.
It is good to stay up to date on it. That is for sure. There's no question about it. So one of those things that is very important. Especially if a shop cares about the quality of work, because extended training is just important. So as far as that goes, you can look for other accreditations also that are added, like sometimes BBB, Society of Automotive Engineers, Automotive Technology and Energy Association, Automotive Service Professionals. Like I said, my favorite is the ASE, Automotive Service Excellence, which is certification for technicians. Involvement in these organizations, though, tells you that owner of the repair facility cares about the quality of workmanship and most likely operates by a code of ethics as required by the organization. In addition, membership in these associations usually requires the shop subject itself to arbitration process that is binding. Should the need for arbitration between a customer and shop arises, that's what AAA is big for. They're there for all their members. If there's a concern, it will help as a shop without question. Another factor to consider when choosing a repair facility is the equipment. Does the shop have the state-of-the-art equipment, such as handheld computer scanners, diagnosis software, you know, and everything else that goes along with it, you know? And equipment these days is a big thing, so as far as that goes, when it comes to everything, such as machines are very, very expensive. Right, now we have the R1234 Freon. That was a very expensive machine, but you can't service those products on the car without it.
Nope.
So, and newer cars, I think it started about 2016, didn't they start with that? A few select cars, 17, somewhere in there.
Yeah, right in there. I lose track sometimes. Because, yep. You know, the thing is, you go to school on them, and then sometimes I don't see them for another 5-6 years.
Yeah, well, or for a couple years, exactly.
Actually, you know, a long time ago, they told me, I want to say it was like 15 years ago, they were like, you're going to start seeing transmissions coming down that Ford and Chevy are going to use the same tranny, and you're going to start see it. We see it now.
We do.
But you know what? It took many years for me to, after I went to that school and they said that to me, and I don't even think it was in the book. It was just something the instructor threw out there because, yeah, you know, he knew it was coming. So, yeah. And it does. It happens.
Yeah, we see like Ace and Warner's used in all different kinds of vehicles.
Well, we also see the 6T75s. Basically, Ford and GM are basically using them in their transverses and their, you know, it's the same transmission. And it's a little bit different, but you can tell it's the same unit.
Correct. So,
Internally, they
work about the same.
Though. They all share.
They look about. Yeah, they do.
It's
now.
Like BMW likes to use GM trannies and.
Well, and that's been happening for a while.
Oh, forever. And what was it?
Isuzu used to use a 4L30E, the GM tranny.
What was the Bentley, but what car was that used to use the turbo 400?
Rolls Royce.
Yep.
Used to use the GM tranny in those cars. So it's not new, but it is being done a lot more now.
Yes, because a lot of people don't make their own transmissions. I mean, for whatever reason. And Hydromatic has always been a big, so it's easy for them to.
It's been cheaper.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. So all good. Another factor when choosing a repair facility, like I said, was the equipment. And that's where we got off on this. Talk about don't be afraid to ask the shop, you know, what equipment they use. Are they up to date? High quality? You know, this type of equipment helps people diagnose things. One of the things the West Automotive Group, we have a lot of the software that the OEM uses. So in other words, in the dealer, like the IDS, the Toyota Techstream, we have all the software and just like they do. Now that's works out well for us because it's hard to fix certain things when you have problems without it. And we spend the money on it, but we spend thousands of dollars a year updating this stuff and keeping it in track because why? It takes care of the consumer and we can fix and diagnose things that are more difficult that sometimes you wouldn't be able to do without some of the factory software, not to mention the programming, right?
Right.
So, and although we do have the top of the line aftermarket scanners by Snap-on, which are very interactive now, right? I mean, the bi-directional controls, you can control things on the car, which are the technology is amazing now because we used to not have a lot of bi-directional control, right? All we could do is monitor.
Yeah, and you know, there's certain ones too, still like Mitsubishi or Isuzu. I think it was Isuzu. Was it Mitsubishi or Isuzu? One of those companies was big, and you know what? You couldn't get no data. Even on the factory scanner, you didn't have no data on the transmission.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the early 90s when they first started putting the 4L electronic transmissions in their thing. So you kind of needed data. Otherwise, you're now at this point, I'm back probing everything and using my.
It was hand done.
Yeah. Which takes hours. And the funny thing is when somebody brings in an older car like that, they're like, well, the car's not worked much. Well, the problem is that car is very hard to work on. So I'm going to have a lot of man hours in it. So.
Exactly.
I can't. Price wise, that doesn't going to help you. It's kind of like the old Volkswagens when they came out with electronic ignition. You remember when you had to back probe everything to see what was going on because they didn't have a diagnostic connector.
Correct. So just some of those things, as far as that goes, and the technology has come a long way, and buying those quality tools makes a big difference in the quality of the shop. The one thing you want to stay away from, and I'm going to be totally honest, I mean, you can always ask the price of doing a repair. There's nothing wrong with that. But what you want to stay away from is looking at, well, this shop charges $200, and these guys over here said $100. Something's wrong, okay? And so a lot of times has to do, when you run across this drastic price difference, how does the warranty compare? What about the workmanship and quality of the parts compared? Does the shop have the equipment and training to do the job? Does the shop employ qualified technicians? All good questions. So, a job, there's a guy, John Ruskin, and one of his big things was if you buy something cheaper that wasn't made to do the job you're doing, you'd be better off to save your money and buy something more expensive that will last. So, in short order. And I believe in that theory big time. So, in other words, find a quality facility, find somebody that'll stand behind your stuff, and find a peace of mind there before you need it. That's the main thing. So we're going to run out of time here in short order, aren't we, Kevin?
Time?
Yeah. Brendan's over there yelling like an angry monkey beating on the cage window. Oh, one of those things.
Bob says wrap it up.
Wrap it up. San Diego and everybody out there, we do enjoy you tuning in to us every Saturday morning. Sorry we didn't have any calls this morning. Maybe it was Brendan's fault. I think he broke the phone.
Yeah, I punched it. Sorry.
Don't do that, Brendan. It's not nice. You're getting trouble for it.
All right. Next week we'll have them then.
All right. Bunches of callers. Anyway, San Diego and everybody else out there, we seriously appreciate you joining us. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up as always. Comments coming in from Steve. We do appreciate those. There's some good stuff on the fuel, and I want to thank him once again. We do appreciate you allowing us to get on the radio, do this, and talk vehicles and cars and everything with you. It's been a great Saturday. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. Till next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio. We'll catch you then.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.